Sure. The first motion is the KPFK LSB motion, and I will read it. Oh, well, I'm sorry. First, okay, let's find out if there's we have to get 2/3 vote. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and it's been seconded. Okay, you want to briefly motivate it?
Yes. The KPFK LSB, given our dire situation at KPFK, that I think everyone is aware of our situation, and we don't want to join the ranks of not paying the salaries and health care, etc. So we have some critical items that we are having to come up with the money, and some of which we have, and we are having a mini fund drive tonight, and if I can get off the call, I can also donate tonight. Thank you very much. But anyway, and then we're going to start our regular fund drive in October. And so these are bridge loans, but right now we have only one loan to approve, and it's imperative. It's only if we need it, and it would be a zero interest loan.
Brian here.
Yes, Brian.
We have Brian. Anyone else for the SEC? Okay,
fine. How much time do we have on this?
It's 10 minutes.
So to be clear here, what we're talking about is the proposal by KPFK's general manager to give her own station a 0% loan with no collateral. I have not had time to research whether this specific circumstances triggers the interested party transaction language in our bylaws or under state law, but I think if we're going to approve it, we should approve it using the same language we did with the 0% no collateral loan from Aris and Nagnos, which would satisfy the requirements of our bylaws in state law, if that were necessary. And I'm sending that language out right now as a substitute to what's come from the KPFK LSB. It reads as follows. The Pacifica National Board has been informed that Leslie Radford is an employee of the Pacifica Foundation and an ex officio member of the KPFK Local Station Board and may offer Pacifica a 0% loan to cover obligations at KPFK. The PNB finds that, one, the proposed loan from Leslie Radford would be for the benefit of the foundation. Two, the proposed loan is fair and reasonable, given that it proposes an interest rate of 0% and requires no collateral from the foundation. Three, the foundation is not likely to obtain a more advantageous arrangement with reasonable effort under the circumstances. The PNB further authorizes Executive Director John Proffitt and or Chair Lydia Brazan to enter Pacifica into a loan agreement with Leslie Radford under the terms and conditions submitted to the PNB, which are attached to that email. They're the ones that were sent out by Lydia earlier today.
Okay. Is there a second? That's an amendment. Is there a second to that amendment?
That amendment, Lawrence.
Second.
Okay. You've heard the amendment. It's been seconded. Benito, what's your point? What's your question?
Brian, can you send it out again? Because I don't see it.
I sent it less than 2 minutes ago, so it maybe it hasn't crossed coast yet.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Okay, is there any
Chair,
discussion on this amendment?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, I will absolutely support that, and I would like that to be, if Brian agrees, a separate motion. The motion from the KPFK LSB, which was passed last Sunday, was in relation to other, and really we discussed smaller bridge loans, and that was not specific to Leslie's loan. So I would like to postpone the KPFK LSB motion to the October 15th meeting, but go ahead and pass the motion that Brian is saying would be a substitute,
well,
but instead should be a standalone motion for Leslie Radford's motion, because the LSB motion needs some work.
Are you into this to be a substitute motion, or are you saying it's an amendment? So if it's you want to make it a substitute motion? Brian?
I proposed it as a substitute motion, but Lydia doesn't want the original to go away. She can just put it right back on her next agenda.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm postponing the motion from the LSB, but I'm supporting Brian's motion regarding the Leslie Radford proposed line.
Okay, so you're withdrawing
Helen
your motion.
For the stack.
Okay, Janet Kay, what's your point of order?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, whether there's a there was a main motion made by about the KPFK LSB. Then there was Brian's amendment, but it's now, and then there's a motion to postpone the main motion, and is Brian's motion an amendment, a substitute, or an actual motion?
The way I'm interpreting it is that Lydia's withdrawing her motion as Brian is making an original motion.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought you said postpone.
And we have Brian's motion on the table. That's the way I'm interpreting and ruling on it. So we have Brian's motion on the table. You all should have a copy of it. And is there any discussion on Brian's motion?
Yes, Burden to the stack, please.
Alan,
okay,
for the stack.
Burden. We got Burden and then Alan. Yes, Carol.
Thank you. I'm concerned about this because... technically speaking, Radford will benefit from this loan. She's on the payroll. And this is probably a loan that's going to go to make payroll. So technically speaking, I think it would be a violation of our bylaws to approve this loan, although I realize that it's a dilemma, but I just want to point out that by voting for it, we're voting to violate our own bylaws.
Okay. Alan.
Alan has similar concerns. I don't know whether it's ethical or I don't know, you know, because we don't have a CFO, I just wonder if there's not a conflict of interest here. It's a great idea, but I mean, I'm thinking that we could get... we could get harmed by this in some way. I'm wondering if we have anybody that with a legal background or a financial background that's weighed in on this.
We have Benito and then Lawrence.
This is Serene. Can you hear me?
And Serene.
Thank you.
Benito.
We have one station that is more than on the ropes. We have another station that is now on the ropes. We possibly have a third station that could, in a minute, be on the ropes. And at the same time, we have people who have offered to make a loan to the one that's now on, the second one that's now on the ropes at interest rate. Just like the person who made the loan to the first station that is more than on the ropes offered the loan interest free. So I would like to understand where is the conflict of interest and how many times are you going to say no to a gift, a gift list or whatever the saying is?
Janet Kay.
Well, please explain to me if there's a detail out there where one of the ways on this call, tell us where the conflict of interest is.
Okay.
That's it.
It's in the bylaws.
We got Lawrence and I think Janet, Kate, if you want to go on the stack.
Mr. Chair,
we have
10 minutes from this item already passed. Unless somebody asks for an extension,
okay.
We have 10 minutes already passed.
Okay,
I'll make a motion for 7 minutes. This is Lawrence.
It's been recommended we extend for 7 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Without objection, we extended 7 minutes. Our timekeepers are going to let us know on the time and on the particular speakers. Say, Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. So the loan that was given to WBAI to essentially bail them out in the situation they were in, there was objections raised on doing that situation. And yet, Agonos, Mr. Agonos, ended up giving it to WBAI as a gift. I'm not saying that Ms. Radford's going to do that. But, you know, if I was in a similar situation, I would do anything to save my station. And one of the things is, you know, the accusations that are going around that Ms. Radford is union busting and all of that. And yes, she comes from the kindness of her heart to yet make a loan, to make payroll, and to keep our lights on and keep the energy going at our station in order for us to continue to struggle and to overcome this struggle. So I completely favor, and I hope that my colleagues do that as well, because it's a win-win situation. Thank you.
Okay, Serene.
Thanks. Serene. You guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, darn.
Yes.
Oh, good. Thanks. I don't understand how there could possibly be a conflict of interest in someone lending the station money, lending the station their money, so the station that has to pay them anyway will pay them. Where's the conflict of interest? I just don't understand what folks are thinking. I think the fact that someone is so vested in the station that they're willing to go into their pocket to help things continue to function is something for which we should be grateful, not something for which we should be looking for ways to impugn the person. It's just ridiculous. I don't understand what's going on here.
Adriana?
Oh, okay, I think we have Janet Kay. Adriana, do you want to go on the stack?
Yes.
Janet Kay, were you on the stack?
Yes.
Okay, we have Janet Kay and Adriana. Janet Kay.
Okay, I have very mixed feelings about this. I think it is different from the situation with pronouncing his last name. That turned into a gift.
Janet,
can you hear me?
I'm having trouble hearing Janet.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you sound clear.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
It's
much better.
Sorry? Can you hear me? Yes, Janet Kay, yes, they can hear you. Yes.
All right, sorry, thank you. I think this is different because this is a situation where the person is an employee of on the staff of the foundation. And I'm not saying anything bad or good, and it's not about this particular individual. It's about any person who's a staff member who offers a 0% loan is kind of ingratiating themselves, and they're if they in their job performance do something that should be dismissed.
Janet, do you want to wrap up? They said your time is up. You want to have a concluding statement?
Be in conflict with that. It's like, oh, we can't fire this person because they've been so generous. And anyway,
okay.
That's my dilemma.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I want to know Mr. Profit's opinion on this issue. Thank you.
Mr. President, a question. Mr. Profit, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I'm don't quite understand Adriana's question. Please clarify.
As I understand, she's asking what is your assessment of this particular loan, of this whether it's a conflict of interest or not. I assume that's what it, that's the question she's asking.
Right. Honestly, it you know, just as a professional decision, I would tend to approve the loan. I don't pretend to understand the intricacies of the Pacifica bylaws that might rule the conflict of interest. I mean, it's not a conflict if all the people have disclosed everything, you know, the fact that it's 0%, it's Leslie Radford offering it, and within a limited period of time, it'll be paid back by Pacifica. So all that's on the table. So I don't see that being a conflict. But again, I don't pretend to understand the intricate details of the bylaws.
Can I be on the staff, Janet Coleman?
Okay, Janet Coleman, you're next.
My feeling is that what Janet Kay was trying to say was that if an employee makes a loan to a treasury of a place he she manages, how does that corrupts the purity of any job description, because this person has been so generous and magnanimous in offering a loan, even though it was under her watch that the station needed a loan. I think that is where the conflict falls.
Okay, anyone else? Where are we on the time for this item? We have 7 minutes on it. Timekeeper.
I'm not the timekeeper, but that was 7 minutes ago.
One minute. I'm sorry.
Okay, our time was, as I see it, our time was up on this item. We're going to go to the vote. This is Brian's motion. You want to repeat your motion? Everyone has received a copy. Brian, you want to repeat it again before we go to the vote?
Sure. The Pacifica National Board has been informed that Leslie Radford is an employee of the Pacifica Foundation and an ex officio member of the KPFK local station board, and may offer Pacifica a 0% loan to cover obligations at KPFK. The PNB finds that, one, the proposed loan from Leslie Radford would be for the benefit of the foundation. Two, the proposed loan is fair and reasonable, given that it proposes an interest rate of 0% and requires no collateral from the foundation. Three, the foundation is not likely to obtain a more advantageous arrangement with reasonable effort under the circumstances. The PNB further authorizes Executive Director John Proffitt and or Chair Lydia Brazan to enter Pacifica into a loan agreement with Leslie Radford under the terms and conditions submitted to the PNB and attached to that email. Should I read the term sheet?
Yes, yes. Sorry. Yes.
The term sheet says the lender is Leslie Radford, the borrower is Pacifica Foundation KPFK-FM. The purpose is to finance part of immediately due critical and unavoidable expenses if fund drive goals fall short. The date of the loan is September 28, 2015. The amount of loan is a blank. In parenthesis, it says no more than $25,000. Interest and other fees, none. Payment terms, loan shall be paid in full to lender on or before October 31st, 2015. Other terms, Pacifica will have the option to prepay the loan ahead of schedule without penalty or fees.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this side?
Yes, Alan.
Alan passes.
Pass. Argueta. Can't hear you. Burton.
Burton votes no.
No. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Cascade.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
I'm going to pass for now.
Pass. Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Yes. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn passes. Lane Ewart. I'm sorry. Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Yes. Medina?
Medina votes yes.
Yes. Norman?
I'm chairing. I'll vote at the end.
Oh, sorry. Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Reyes?
I vote yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Allen, you passed.
Allen will vote yes.
Yes. Argueta, couldn't hear you. Bazan, sorry, I skipped you.
Yes.
Bazan, yes. Coleman, you passed.
I will vote yes.
Yes. And Cobrin, I passed. I will vote yes, too, after hearing the rest of all of the motion. Okay. Let me count. Oh, no. Yeah, 1 second. I have 16 yes, 1 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman, yes. 17, 1, 0.
Okay, thank you. Lydia, you had one other motion you were moving up.
Oh, yeah, well, two. One is to assign the ED search and IED to the Personnel Committee.
Second.
Okay, is there a second? Is there any discussion on this?
I second.
Is there any discussion on this item? Anyone want to go on the staff? Okay, is there any objections to this item? Okay, approved without objection. Lydia, your next motion.
Okay, the next one is to schedule a meeting on October 7th, a special continuation meeting for the bylaws approval only. We have bylaws amendments only.
October the 7th?
Fine, second.
Okay, I've been moving. Who is that for point of information?
Serene.
Okay. Serene, yes.
What's currently on KPFTX? Are there days, anything?
Pardon?
We didn't hear you. What was the question?
Is there something currently on the KPFTX calendar on that day?
No, it was clear.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, it's been moved that continuation meeting for October the 2nd of the PNB.
I'm
sorry, October the 7th.
October 7th, which is a Wednesday, but it's not the Wednesday when the LSBs meet. Thank you.
Okay, it's October the 7th.
Yeah.
Is there any discussion on this item? Is there any objection to this item? Okay, approved without objection.
And
what's the next?
So I don't know if I need a motion to move all the amendments to that. No, I guess that's a given. So I can take the chair back, I guess.
Okay.
We're almost done. So the next thing on the agenda was the 20 minutes for the ED report. John, are you still with us? And that'll take us to exactly 9 o'clock. Adjournment. John,
I'm sorry, point of information.
Yes.
Yes, to me. Okay, you said something about the loan repayment for A. Is that a separate issue? Or did I mishear you? You said there were three amendments.
No, those were the three. One was for the ED search to go to the Personnel Committee, the loan agreement that we just passed, and to schedule a new meeting for the bylaws approval.
Okay.
Thank you. John Prophet, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Are you prepared to give us a report?
I think that in the interest of the business tonight, I can. There's really nothing beyond the discussion of the WPSW election quandary, which was discussed at length, and Al Joy made her comments. That really was the main substance of what I had to report.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
No.
Okay.
We asked him any questions? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. You want questions? Okay. No, they have questions. Sorry. Okay. Okay. Questions. Go ahead, Speck.
Janet Kay?
Janet?
Okay. So first...
And then Alan.
Okay.
Yeah. I have three questions. First, what is the status of the 2014 audit and the expected completion date? What is the status of the accrual of the $25,000 for the September 30th deposit for the mailing of the ballots? And third,
Why?
I wanted to, well, I'll skip that. Just those two.
Can I be on the staff to add something to that?
Yeah, Janet.
And what is the status of your success in bringing all station managers into compliance using Great Plains?
Okay, the last one I'll answer in just a moment, but Efren, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll answer about the audit schedule.
Please do. Tell about our meeting with Mr. Lamb and Mr. O'Grady.
Indiana for that.
Okay, and I have Teresa, too, so. Okay.
Can I talk now about the audit?
Yes, go ahead, speak.
One station, KPFK, has not yet submitted any of the audit requirements. There had been a succession of accountants from the Manpower Agency. They got two, but both quit, and the third is now working on the audit schedules. I emailed this afternoon the KPFK GM and advised that with the lapsed time and the slow pacing in the completion of audit schedules, she may probably consider hiring three accounting persons who could work for 2 weeks so that instead of only one who will need 6 weeks to achieve the same accomplishment, we get faster results. We are worried about KPFK's audit schedules. And the GM emailed back that only one accounting person can be hired right now given the current financial situation. So that means that my suggestions for three persons to work for 2 weeks cannot happen. And with that only one accounting person working on the audit, we can look at another 6 weeks at the best to receive the completed audit documents from KPFK. I also followed up with the other stations, the audit requirements relating to desktop transactions. And they are for the revenue and disbursements transactions, but there are no additional response yet. Our audit schedules are basically still at about 70% completion. During the visit of the auditors yesterday to national office, they also advised that they could not start the audit unless past due accounts are settled. Armanino previously advised us that we needed to pay the 55,000 overdue audit fees so that they could already start the audit. But with the passage of time, the current bills at that time have now also gone past due. So that now, by next week, it will be the total overdue will already be about 14,000. Yesterday, that 14,000 includes unwritten off finance charges. So I inquired from Grant Lam about the possibility of writing off audit charges, and he said, yes, I can. He said, I can remove the finance charges so that PNO, National Office, will pay only a reduced amount of 10,600. I also requested Armanino to right now to already give us the confirmation requirements which PNO will need to forward to the banks and selected vendors so that we could gain time. Waiting for confirmations always take time. So if they give us already right away these requests for confirmations, even if the banks and vendors get a little delayed, we should still be ahead rather than starting the confirmations later when they start the audit. So that's basically the status of the audit.
Right, but what I had asked is what would be the expected completion date then of the whole audit?
Assuming we have the money today to pay the audit fee, and also assuming that we get tomorrow all the audit requirements from KPFK, I'm hopeful and I would I would estimate the maximum of 2 months, but we could try 1.5 months. We will do our best to have the audit completed in 6 weeks. My guess is 8 weeks, but we will try our best to have it 6 weeks. But in the meantime, that will require that KPFK should be able to submit to us so that we could forward the same to the auditors, those audit requirements by tomorrow. But as I said, my suggestion of 3 people who would work in 2 weeks could only mean 1 person working for 6 weeks.
This is Lydia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, when you got your last communication. And for those who don't realize, this is our third or fourth business manager from temp agencies. Thankfully, she's posting, Leslie is posting now for a permanent business manager. But the last one said, you know, he could not work the extra hours to bring us up to snuff, so we had to find another one. And this one seems to be wonderful so far, but I had the impression yesterday that Leslie, in fact, was bringing in 2 people. In fact, she said she was hoping to get the supervisor of the current temp that we had so as to get this done quickly. So, again...
That would be excellent. Yeah, that would be excellent.
Yeah, that was the last that I heard late yesterday, so... Okay.
So I'd like to add to what Efren said. The meeting with Grant and Paul was a good meeting, and they're willing to move ahead as soon as we get the remaining portion of the bill paid, and their actual being able to start is dependent also on the preparatory work, which Efren's already been discussing. But let me set that aside just for a second. The one thing that needs to be considered at some point by the Finance Committee and the PNB is that Armanino has told us that they are, and I will use their exact words, very unlikely to bid on the 2015 audit. So this is a matter that we'll have to consider about finding another audit firm for the following year. But and they indicated a willingness to reconsider that decision at this point not to bid on next year if this 2014 audit moves smoothly. So, you know, we'll see. But you should be forewarned that there's a possibility we may be looking for a new audit firm next year.
Alan, for the stack.
But then there's my other question about the $25,000 for the ballot mailing.
Well, Efren was analyzing this and checking with the stations. Efren, do you want to talk about the $25,000 accumulation? Go ahead.
On that $25,000, yesterday, we fully realized the status of the financial status of the stations. So yesterday, we emailed both KPFA and KPFT, who are both doing fund drives, because there's no way we could request any money from the stations who are not yet doing fund drives. KPFT of the 25 can share 5, so we need 20. Initially, we requested them both 50% each, 12,500 each. Now, KPFA, Quincy, during the leadership call this morning, he mentioned that he did not commit, but he just mentioned that, okay, assuming KPFA would advance to 12,500, and then the other stations eventually are not able to continue financing the election, what can happen? So basically, he did not say no, he didn't say yes.
He's concerned about repayment.
Yeah.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yes. So I raised $5,000 for that deposit today, and I have the check in hand. And what I would urge, I mean, I feel confident that KPFA would come up with at least their five, but we also need to, should have asked Aljo before she got off the call, since we're not going to have the ballot sent out of Washington, D.C., does that reduce the amount of total deposit that we need, in which case we would have five from T, five from A, five at least, five from A, five from KPFK, and then that reduces the overall total since I would be the only one that doesn't have the money. But what I am also saying is that all of us, and this is what I wrote when there was some discussion about it today, is that any GM who doesn't have it on hand because they haven't started their funder or whatever, it's like send your major donor list to John and he'll make the calls, and I'm making calls here for donors. So I think that every single board member should either contribute to the effort, because I think we all want the election. And so continue to the elections or call. What can you lose by just, you know, asking? That's what I do, and that's how I raise money. I ask, and sometimes I get it and sometimes I don't, but, you know, you can't, if you don't ask at all, you're never going to get it. So I put a challenge to the board, and it seems to me that it's all coming along. But somebody needs to ask Joy if the deposit can come down.
I will do that first thing in the morning, or I'll email her tonight and she'll have
okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
We also emailed, we also copied the board, the PNB board, last Tuesday with our advice about the very tight financial situation, and we were hoping we could receive some advice from anybody about how we could raise some funds. Because, as you know, the stations are unable to pay the Central Service Act. And as of September, it's already 413,000 unpaid Central Services. And next week, in order for the health care to continue, we need to pay the health care insurance before end of the month. And that is by Wednesday or Thursday next week. If you don't pay, the insurance simply cuts the coverage. They no longer give us grace period because of their experience. That is our inability to pay in the past. So now they just cut our insurance if we do not pay on time. It's a good thing KPFA pays directly its own healthcare bills. Otherwise, anyway, KPFA, even if included, it will reimburse. But the concern is, being a group insurance, if the payment is not in full, then they cannot pay. It's useless paying. They still will not restate the coverage. It's all or nothing. It's a group insurance. So we need money. So maybe some members of the board can make calls not only for that 25,000, but also for the health insurance that we need to pay. National office money is good, cash balance is good only for September 30 payroll. And I would like to advise that for the September 15, National office had to partially pay for WBAIs. And the WBAI fund drive is October 6. So I do not know how WBAI can finance its payroll on the 30th of next week or by Wednesday. In fact, WBAI nearly got off the air because they could have been cut off already by FM Master Antenna. Master Antenna was paid only yesterday, and it was only $2,550. What more with the salary? And another is PRA. PRA has emailed us that they also do not have the money for the end of month payroll, and that is next week. Because, again, of the inability also of the other stations to pay its central services owed to PRA. So that's the situation right now.
It's serious, folks.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, we are at time.
Brian, I have a motion.
Yes, Brian.
I would like the board to direct management to see on what terms they could receive loans, including collateralized loans against our real estate, to address immediate financing needs.
No. Anybody second?
Say that again?
I second.
Can you read that again?
Yeah, give me 1 second to type it out.
That's all you have, page 59.
The PNB directs national management to determine on what terms it could secure loans, including collateralized loans, in order to finance immediate needs. And I've just sent it.
Thank you.
Adriana?
Yes,
Alan Adriana? Was on the stack at some point.
Yeah, that was on...
Yeah.
Someone would need to extend, move to extend. Anyone?
Alan moves to extend 20 minutes.
Anyone move to extend for a different amount?
We don't have to use it all.
10 minutes.
10.
Okay. 10 is the substitute. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Well, Alan will second.
Okay. Is there any objection to 10? Okay. 10 minutes. Go ahead, Brian.
Well,
Alan get on the stack?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm next.
But this is what happens. Right. When someone makes a motion, it creates a new stack for that motion. So you're going to have to tell me whether you're on the stack to ask John more questions, which we may or may not get to, or the motion.
I'm in the stack for the motion.
Okay. Teresa?
Well, what about Brian motivate?
I get to motivate.
No, I know that. I'm asking Teresa if she's on the stack.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to the motion.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Brian, motivate, then Adriana, and then Teresa. Go ahead.
Look, we are in this situation, and we should have never gotten into this situation, but it's the situation we're in. We are in the situation where our inability to make payments creates snowballing costs. If we drop our health insurance coverage and one of our employees who was supposed to be covered under the terms of their union contract breaks something and goes to the emergency room, that's our bill. And, you know, we have other creditors coming after us who could be at the point of seizing assets soon. Well, what do we do if they seize a building that we need to broadcast from? So, we have to address our immediate need to keep ahead of our bills. That does not get us off the hook for having to address the broader structural issue. In some places, that means cuts that this board ordered at the very beginning of this year that still haven't been implemented. Cuts are not going to fix all of our situations. But in other places, it might mean taking the payments that we're already making. The National Office's payments to creditors right now are almost $30,000 a month, and amortizing them over a longer period. And I don't know what our credit's like. I don't know how banks look at us these days, but if we could get a 30-year mortgage against one of our buildings at an interest rate that's reasonable, then it might be the difference between having monthly payments we can manage and monthly payments that'll put us out of business, because we've already got monthly payments.
Okay. A point of information is a question, not to Brian's motion. It's just...
Oh, well, I don't know. And
I'll add you to the stack, Janet. I'll add you to the stack.
Okay.
And Lawrence?
Yes.
What are you doing?
The motion. I'm going to speak to the motion.
Oh, okay. So it'll be... Okay.
And if there's time, yeah. Jim Brown.
Yeah, may I have a brief point of information?
Okay, go ahead, John.
Just for Brian, honestly, I have no idea. How fast do you think something like that could be done? Because we're talking about a September 30th deadline, which I wonder about the time frame. That's my question.
May I speak? Go ahead.
I would hope you could do it as quickly as possible. I would expect that even if you couldn't answer those questions before the immediate September 30th deadline, you will be looking similar problems in the face for every month for the next several months. Or you won't. You'll be gone. But we will.
Someone will.
This is Lydia. And I deal with this with other properties, or have with my employer. And of course that varies, and it's very dependent on your relationship with your bank. And, so, you know, off the call, I will help you explore if any of them are the banks that we deal with and might be able to expedite things. I think all board members hopefully have relationships with their, local banks that their stations use. The general manager certainly should. And so, I think we can go from there. But let's get through the stack, if we may, if no one objects. It's Adriana, Teresa, Janet C., Lawrence, and Jim. And then I think we'll be at time. I'll pass.
I'm sorry, Lydia?
Yes?
This is Doreen. I wanted to speak, but not on this amendment. On this motion, rather.
Okay. We may not have time, but go ahead. Adriana?
Yes. I understand what we are trying to do, but really I think that this is exactly the problem that we are having at Pacifica. We keep kicking the can down the road. Steve Brown said very clearly in one of his emails today, and I agree 100% with him, we cannot keep having loans, and now will be collateral, will be our buildings. What are we doing? It's not enough, the debt that we have, and then what we will do, we will not pay those loans. It's our experience. It's what we know. It would already happen, because always come first, like somebody said before, come first, salaries, health care. I believe that we need to make other decisions. And the other decision is, if we don't get the money, if we cannot happen in all our houses, in our own budget, if we cannot have pay employees because we cannot pay the salary or the health care, we are not supposed to have employees. We cannot pay for. I mean, how? What we are doing is really eating little by little everything that this foundation had from the beginning, only to keep niches for employees that are unsustainable. Few stations. We know that KPFA is one of the few that can do this. But I can see it. I can see it in my own station. If we have 2 extra cents, we give raises to employees. I agree that they are not receiving good salaries, but we cannot pay for. How can we get this in our heads? It's not responsible if we don't take a measure right now. If you cannot pay, period. You cannot pay employees, you don't have employees. And you have health care to pay. I'm very sorry, but that's the way that it is.
Okay. Thank you. And Teresa, Janet, Lawrence, and Jim.
I cannot forget that about 10 minutes ago, as kind of an afterthought, we asked our executive director if he had anything to say. And he said, oh, no, I don't have anything to say except, you know, the election at WPFW. And then Janet Coburn and I said, well, we have some questions. And, oh, okay, yeah, let's ask some questions. And, like, the Pandora's box was open and out came this monstrous debt, and I'm wondering, why are we not having some executive meetings to deal with this issue. Why is it like an afterthought? Why is the Finance Committee not in overdrive? Why is there not the executive director calling on people to talk about development or some sort of emergency plan? I mean, if we pass this, I would still like to have some emergency sessions to deal with this serious financial problem. We'll pass this, but let's have some meetings before John is gone.
Okay.
Brian here.
Okay, you can speak later. Janet C., Lawrence, Jim, Brian, I have something to say too. Go ahead.
Yes, have you selected the building that you want to mortgage? Who are the creator of this motion? Or are you going to mortgage another station's building, not your own?
Oh, please.
No, that's a legitimate question. Whose building do you have in mind to mortgage, or are they all on the upper offer?
I'll answer that at the national office.
Say what?
I will answer that question. It's the national office that would be mortgaged.
You
the property that adjacent to KPFA.
Well, this is Brian. The motion says directs management to find out what our options are. If you're asking what my personal preferences are, it would be those stations that owe money take the mortgages out to finance the debt they already have to the rest of the network.
Well, since I have a floor now,
no.
And you've answered me, and that's Brian's opinion, but my question is, my concern here is, that this is a way larger question and should be decided in the next 2 minutes.
Okay, just to be clear,
we have a kind of short term here with Mr. Profit.
Janet,
this is a real surprising grab bag of stuff to discuss. The dispensation of the entire national office to mortgage it. Wow,
Janet,
that's something. I mean, it's worth talking about, but not for just 2 minutes.
Janet. The motion is just to explore and find out the terms. We're not voting on anything. And we might not even be able to get a mortgage on anything. But unless the board comes up with the money to pay for all these things, I don't know what the option is. But regardless, let's go through the stack. We're out of time again. Lawrence, Jim, Brian.
So,
and we're going to a vote.
My concern is, this sounds almost like liquidation. Is this may trigger that, Brian?
Liquidation would be selling a building, or if one of our creditors successfully sued us and got a judgment against us, if they seized one of our buildings and sold it to settle their debt. This would be borrowing money.
Madam Chair, we already
buying money without credit rating? Is that possible?
Okay, this is a larger question, and we can't do back and forth here. Are we ready to vote? We're out of time.
I move that we add another 10 minutes.
Have time for me to say something to Jim.
Does anybody want to move for 5?
I move.
Okay. A second for 5? Okay. 5 minutes, and then that's it. We're doing this. Okay. We're calling a vote at 5 minutes. Jim.
Very quickly, this is not a problem. I don't know why people seem to be surprised. It's not a problem that we haven't seen for the last couple of years.
Right.
Amen.
So let's not just come up with and say that we're all surprised about it. It's not a surprise. One other thing that we might be able to think of in terms of all the things that I think John is already doing is, could we think about how we can put together a major event that will raise major money for the foundation? Now, I'm not an event planner or anything like that, but that should be something that we can do.
So let's call a meeting to plan it.
Okay. So that, and then Brian, and I have a closing comment. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I wanted to speak to Teresa's questions because, you know, the National Finance Committee has been meeting weekly to try to work with all the financial units of the network to get budgets, financial plans for the coming year into place. We have never played a role in managing immediate cash needs. I don't know how a committee can do that. That's a management function. The National Finance Committee did recommend to this board in January, and the board adopted as directives that KPFK cut its spending by $250,000 annualized. KPFK instead went on to overspend its budget by $100,000. This board approved a directive that the Pacifica National Archives, which is on track to run a $100,000 deficit this year, cut its spending by, I believe, $9,000 a month, which would have zeroed out that deficit. The Pacifica Radio Archives did not. In fact, Teresa, you brought a motion to reverse that directive to the Pacifica Radio Archive. So it's not that we haven't done anything.
Okay. Who's yelling point of order?
Jim.
Okay, Jim.
Brian shouldn't have to waste time answering those kind of questions because we know all of that already.
Yeah, right. And I also just want to point out that I think folks aren't reading the financials that were being sent by email, and we're not reading the emails that Efren is tirelessly all by himself at that finance office just about sending out with all of the figures. We just don't want to look at it. We have 2 years of going concern, meaning that was in my first year back on the board in 11 and 12. And the only reason the current auditors didn't give us a going concern, they said, is because we have assets. But the numbers were still there and not there. So I think we can't pretend that we didn't know all these things. Every single month we get reports that tell us, you know, who's not making their payments and blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, it's just as Brian said, this just happens to be where we are, regrettably. But unless somebody else comes up with something radical, more importantly, unless somebody comes up with the money. Okay, so we're at time and let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary.
Actually, Brian, I didn't receive the email, the motion from you.
Yeah, I received it.
Okay, Jenna, I think it's just you, so if you can please take the roll.
Oh, no, I sent it to Adriana's address by mistake instead of the TNB.
Oh, okay, can you resend it to me?
Yeah.
and reread it, please.
The PNB directs national management to determine on what terms it could secure loans, including collateralized loans, in order to finance immediate needs.
Okay. Alan.
Alan says yes.
Yes, Argueta. Can I hear you? Burden. Can't hear you. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes, Steve Brown. Can't hear you. Castanave.
No.
No. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Sorry, Steve Brown is here. Votes yes.
Yes. Steve Brown, yes. Diaz.
99.
Yes. Edward Seekert.
Yes.
Yes, Coburn passes. Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Mark, yes. Medina. Can't hear you. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes, Reyes. Can't hear you. Robert? Can't hear you. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Argueta, Burden, Coburn, sorry?
I said
Rodrigo? Is that you?
Yes, Rodrigo Argueta, yes.
Okay. And Coburn, I vote no.
And Medina, didn't hear you. Reyes, didn't hear you. Roberts, didn't hear you.
I'm ready to record my vote. My vote is yes.
Reyes, yes. Okay, I'm counting. Okay, I have 13 yes, 2 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Gazan votes yes. That's 14-0.
Okay. Point of information, Madam Secretary, I didn't hear who abstained.
Nobody abstained. 0 abstained.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. We'll see everyone October 7th to deal with the bylaws and as we did tonight, if we must accommodate something. But let's.
Madam Chair, in order for us to, order to have like an emergency meeting for people to talk about this, can do just three directors need to just call a meeting?
Three directors can call a meeting, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have the information that you want. I mean, the whole point is that work has to be done first. If you're talking about the results of this motion, that's going to take some time to contact
I'm just talking about coming up with a plan. I mean, I'd love to talk to you personally about this because I think you said you don't get any money unless you ask, and unless we have a plan, we don't come up with anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, I mean, we have raised before about needing to have a contingency plan. Every organization has one. Every entity has one.
Can we, before he leaves, can we ask John Trafferty if he would give the answers to the, in writing, to the answers of the remainder of the questions that he didn't get around to talking to, and anything else that comes into his head that he thinks we should know before he leaves?
Okay, and he's not going to Mars either.
I know, but just, to put it into his...
I mean, unless we ask
mental
him to stay and, or come to the meetings, I mean...
No, okay, we got it, but we're not on a call anymore. The meeting is adjourned, so we can contact by email and individually by phone. Thank you. Bye.